the superintendent taking some more, I would say, purposeful action to support those schools.
Commissioner Ilya says the city school superintendents will serve as the receiver. This law gives the school receiver the authority to develop a new intervention plan for that persistently struggling school.
It could involve staffing. It could involve budget changes. It could involve a refocus of the school, a change in a number of things at the school site to put it on better footing to support a strong foundation to move forward.
State Assemblyman Sean Ryan says the law will allow Buffalo to put together a plan and hire someone from the district to lead the identified schools.
The law works that there's an encouragement to bring someone in who has knowledge of the specific schools, and that we allow them to also to contract with a non-for-profit organization that has expertise in education or a local college or university.
The education department says there will be 1 year to use the enhanced authority of a receiver to make improvements. Struggling schools will be given up to 2 years under a superintendent receiver.
Those schools will have a special focus in their own districts, but certainly from the Department of Education as well.
Ryan says the receiver has new authority to develop a new intervention plan.
So this, in the right hands, could be a very positive thing for the city of Buffalo, but in the wrong hands, and if you have a school board that's more focused on punishing than growing, it could be a problem. So this is a real wait and see. State Ed at the end of July is putting on a two-day conference just on this model.
In Buffalo, the persistently struggling schools are identified as South Park, Burgard, West Hurdle Elementary, Buffalo Elementary School of Technology, and Futures Academy. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.